and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tonight on the show, we'll be focusing on the Security Offences Special Measures Act, SOSMA, which allows for the detention without trial for 28 days. Now, it came into force in 2012 to replace the now abolished Internal Security Act, ISA. So recently, the Deputy Minister of Law and Institutional Reform, Ramkapal Singh, said that there was no plans for the government to repeal SOSMA, but Putrajaya aims to, quote, improve the law by introducing several amendments in stages. Now, this was after holding several engagement sessions with stakeholders, including the Home Ministry, the Police, Attorney General's Chambers, and family members of SOSMA detainees. To discuss this further, I have my first guest today, Maria Chin. She's a former Petaling Jaya MP, and in 2016, she was detained under SOSMA for 10 days. Maria, thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate your time. Now, I want to talk about one of the recommendations that was said to be under this SOSMA amendment, which is to allow bail for detainees. Now, at present, I think bail is only allowed for under court discretion for minors, women, and the infirm. So, what do you make of this? Does this improving the bail provision, is this a step in the right direction of quote unquote improving SOSMA?
I think they have to do more than that. Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me. For me, my principal position is really no SOSMA, because I feel that we have enough laws to actually take care of all the concerns that are raised by the police. Okay, if you look at just bail alone, definitely it's not enough. Yeah, it should be bail for all. That's one. But the most discerning aspect of SOSMA is the detention for 28 days without any lawyers, no access to family. And it's all at the discretion of the police or your investigating officer. No access to the court to bring up your case in court until after 28 days. I think that that is too long for any kind of investigation to carry out, because you don't build up your evidence only after the arrest. You build up evidence before you make any arrest. Yeah, you should have your forensics or whatever evidence or witnesses ready. And the few days should be just verifying, which we already have in the Criminal Procedure Act. We have 14 days for police to detain anyone for questioning. The other one is really that even after the 28 days you are brought to court, if you are found not guilty, that's the presumption that you will be released. But no, if the prosecution actually says that, you know, they want to appeal, you stay back in jail until after all the appeal are over, then only you will be released. And that is ridiculous.
Right.
Absolutely.
Maria,
may I just jump in here? I want to focus on the length of detention. So you brought up the fact that SOSMA is 28 days, far longer than, double, in fact, than the what is allowed for under the Criminal Procedure Code. So what would be an acceptable, if I may use the word, length of detention period?
Well, follow the Criminal Procedure Act.
Okay, so 14 days.
Yes, so you synchronize the all the acts together, because we have a standing procedure already of 14 days.
Right, okay. So I have to ask you though, because SOSMA is for national security offences, for special measures, as the police say, that I believe it was the former IGP who mentioned that actually because this, under this special act, the offences under this act requires a longer period of time. It's not the same as other under the penal code, under the criminal procedure code. So how would you respond to that counter argument?
Well, actually, it's actually I feel they are not giving the full picture, because even after you detain for 14 days, you can apply to court to extend the detention. So that should be the correct way. So if you need to have more time with the detainees, you go to court, you apply for more days, and it's already in the existing act, in the criminal code. And also the criminal code deals with terrorism too. Okay.
Right. I also wanted to ask you about, so when you talked about the procedure of how SOSMA is used in actuality, in reality, how the law itself is used, are you saying that because of the nature of the law, it allows for the use of it to be abused or used out of context or used against dissenters? Is that what you're saying?
It opens up a lot of abuse and also unfairness, because the 28 days is one. Two is that you stay in jail until all your court cases are over. And three is that your access to the family, to lawyers and all that are limited. So there's a lot of sections in the SOSMA which is actually not following the due process. We are not saying that, we meaning the civil society and also those, for me especially, we are not saying that no laws to contain the to protect our national security. That's not what we are saying. It's important, but follow the due process, and there are processes, for people, for police to actually extend the investigation period.
Okay. So follow due process. I wanted to ask you about this idea or this approach of the Home Ministry or the government to not wanting to amend the SOSMA Act in stages. If I may quote the former speaker of Dewan Rakyat, Tan Sri Arif Yusof, recently he said he too now believes that now is not the right time to focus on repealing laws like SOSMA, like the Sedition Act, when in fact previously he was the one who pushed for reforms of such laws. I wanted to ask you what reason behind the need for gradual change, the gradual amendments to this law, deciding not to repeal it in its entirety. What does that speak to you in terms of wanting to do this in bits and pieces, small steps, as opposed to a big leap reform?
Well, I don't really want to speculate, but I suppose that it is an easy law to fall back, because it gives you a wide range of space to actually question the detainee. But I feel that, basically the police particularly, the police and also the lawmakers have to understand that when we have an act that doesn't follow due process, doesn't bring justice, doesn't deliver justice, then there has to be amendment. Okay, if you want to do it slowly, then how slow is that? Because it's been in existence for more than 10 years already. So within the next 5 years, you with the aim to get rid of SOSMA, yes, then why not? But if it's to actually amend so that you are able to allow for some abuse, I totally don't agree with that.
Okay. Do you think it could have anything to do with public sentiment, that the public might be shocked by a sudden move in any of these so-called national security laws, that perhaps it's a way to manage public expectation?
There are national security acts already in the CPC. We also have the National Security Council. So there are institutions and laws in place. So it is actually prepping up the public to the idea that we are not giving up on national security. There are laws to take care of national security, but every detainee also has a right to justice. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at the SOSMA detainees, I'm not saying that they are or are not involved, but some is because, you know, innocently they downloaded some pictures into their computer, handphone, or tablet, and they get 7 years, 10 years for it. I think that there is something wrong.
Right. Can I ask you what you're in just talking to people, when you talk to people about SOSMA, what is your sense of whether the public is understands the wide-ranging nature of this law, the how open it is to abuse, whether they think it's necessary or not, are they for or against? What's your sense of public sentiment?
I think the public still feel that there is a need for SOSMA because public awareness has not been raised to tell them that there are alternatives. Mm. It has been built on the fear that we are always under attack, but the bombing here and there and things like that. But I feel that, you know, there has to be a better way to deal with national security. I mean, Malaysia is really not under attack. Yeah, we are not like Syria or any other country. We are pretty peaceful country, but not to say that we don't have to protect our national security. We definitely need some laws, but we need to see, make sure that these laws don't are not used for political reasons. Yeah, my case is definitely one.
Right, Maria, thank you so much for being on thank the show you. With me today. Maria Chin, former MP of Petaling Jaya and former SOSMA detainee. We're going to take a very quick break here and consider this. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. Let's continue our conversation about the controversial Security Offences and Special Measures Act, SOSMA. The government recently reiterated it had no plans to repeal SOSMA, but Putrajaya aims to, quote, improve the law by introducing several amendments in stages. Joining me now is Charles Hector. He's the coordinator for Malaysians Against Death Penalty and Torture, MADPAT. Thank you so much, Charles, for joining me on the show today. The government is planning to introduce some amendments to this, but I want to maybe start our conversation first by addressing the fact that you have been trying to correct the misconception that SOSMA is a detention without trial law. You say it's not. Can you help clarify?
Yes, the confusion arises because actually through SOSMA, they actually repealed the Internal Security Act, ISA. So a lot of people believe that this was a replacement law, but in fact, it is not. It is not a detention without trial law because everyone who is arrested and under SOSMA listed offences are accorded a trial. They go to trial. They will be charged in the court and the prosecution still has the duty to prove that the person is guilty beyond reasonable doubt. So it's not a detention without trial law. No? So there are a few elements in it that is bad. One of it, because like the essential security cases regulations, SOSMA allows the not compliance with the Evidence Act and Criminal Procedure Code. That means evidence that is normally would be rejected by the Evidence Act is allowed to SOSMA.
What kind of evidence, Charles?
It's all kinds of evidence. Evidence of accomplice, evidence of the accused person in terms of the communication and talk. Because now under our law, after you are arrested, anything you say to the police, even if it's a confession, cannot be used by the prosecution in court. Any confession cannot be used as the this thing. This was an amendment that came in 2007, if I'm not wrong. So in terms of a lot of things that the accused says can't be used against him in court. Only the accused can use it in defense. And then, if, for example, like one this thing is that it also allows evidence of children of tender years. Just as an example. Conviction based on testimony of child of tender years. Normally, this kind of evidence would be, the courts would be very careful because the Evidence Act says, you know, it's dangerous unless it is corroborated and whatsoever, you know. But SOSMA, through Section 13, allows this. The only condition is that the judge actually, a lesser condition in terms of the judge's scrutiny. Because SOSMA also allows, for example, stages in the trial where the accused and the lawyer is taken out. That means only the prosecution is talking to the judge. You know, that means the accused can't actually be present during this trial. So it's this kind of elements in SOSMA that makes it, like ESCA, very, very dangerous. Okay. Because what is the fair trial?
I have to ask you, why are the standards for evidence and the due process so different? Why is the evidence of what is allowed and admissible in court so different for SOSMA trials?
Yeah, that's the thing, because they are trying to bring back again same provisions that were available in ESCA. But you know, in when the ESCA came into being, the Malaysian bar actually resolved to boycott any trials that SESCA was brought in. And that is the reason of the crackdown on the Malaysian bar. They amended the Legal Profession Act and they prevented lawyers below 7 years of practice from being in bar committees or standing for bar counsel. Now it's repealed, but that was the reaction because we felt that it was very bad if ESCA was used. Likewise, the same position should be adopted if SOSPA is used. So that is the confusion that happened.
Right. Okay. So what do you make then of the fact that the government says, well, they're not going to repeal, but they will amend it. They will, quote unquote, improve the law and do it in stages. So incremental amendments to SOSMA. What do you make of that?
Yeah, this is very funny kind of thing, because I think so they're going to address the question of bail, because in SOSMA, Parliament has removed the power from judges in determining whether bail be awarded or not awarded and the conditions of bail. They said shall, no bail, full stop. So judges can't even actually consider the question of bail. So that is one thing that people are very concerned about, because some of these offences are, you know, in possession of some badges of some so-called terrorist organisations and some books and all those things. And we have had cases like this. Why should they languish in detention until their trial is over? And mind you, Malaysia kind of thinks once they actually found not guilty and released, Malaysia has not in place any sort of criminal compensation scheme that will compensate people who have been wrongly detained and arrested. And when they were ultimately found to be innocent, that is one element kind of things. The other element of SOSMA that is bad is the remand. In the normal criminal procedure, a person arrested is required to be brought before the magistrate within 24 hours. And then you have to make the application to the magistrate for further detention for the purpose of investigation.
Right.
Previously, if you remember, this limit was 14 days. And then Parliament realized that 14 days is too much because magistrate can give an order for 14 days and fellow can still be beaten up and all kinds of hanky-panky with the thing. So Parliament actually amended that law. Now in terms of a lesser offence, so the maximum for the first application is 5 and the maximum for the second application is 6. Even for the worst of offences, it's already murder as well. It's actually shortened. What SOSMA does is actually, now after arrest, the requirement of bringing before the magistrate within 24 hours is removed. And police can actually further the detention period for the purpose of investigation simply by what's called, let me read this. If a police officer of or above the rank of the superintendent of police. So he gives a letter and a permission. That means the magistrate is completely removed from the whole process. So because the purpose of the magistrate is to make sure that the police is not doing any hanky-panky abusing powers and the right of the suspect is protected. And the short remand periods are important because, you know, even if you give the person a black eye, it will still there, still be there if it's a short period. If 14 days, it might disappear, you know, and then it is the suspect's reason.
Okay. Well, so Charles, if the government is looking at improving the bail provisions, looking at hopefully improving or amending the remand period, can I ask you, in practice, when SOSMA is used procedurally, is a watered down amended SOSMA any better?
No, it's not. It won't be any better, because the thing is, the as I said, the fundamental thing is equality and the equal treatment of law in Malaysia. That means in terms of all criminal trials, you follow the standard. The Malaysian Parliament actually established the Evidence Act, you know, and they have considered it the best possible Evidence Act that is there that will ensure justice. Same with the Criminal Procedure Code. Why do you want to actually put a special class of people using a different kind of procedures? Avoiding the Evidence Act and the Criminal Procedure Code, not justified. That is the reason why it actually must be completely repealed. Because if the government says, okay, for certain security offences, they need a longer period, more than the 14 days for remand, okay, that you can put it in, provided that is before the magistrate, the requirement to go to the magistrate and so that the magistrate can act as check and balance is still in place. If not, means the police can simply, like now, for example, in SOSMA, they can keep you in detention for 28 days. And yes. Nobody is protecting the suspect itself.
And the truth is, it can go for much longer, months, even years. Can I ask you, we often forget, when we talk about laws, we often forget there are people who are impacted by problematic laws. What have been the impact of SOSMA on individuals and families that you have observed?
And also business and this thing, because imagine the suspect is actually running business or even being employed kind of things, no? There's no compensation. It's everything is gone, the whole family. He might be the sole breadwinner. And that, what do to the family is it's a gross injustice that must be corrected. Because even the remand period, even in SOSMA says, it's only for the purpose of investigation, not for anything else. It is not for punishment, inverted commas, or anything else, no?
Charles, are the people who are arrested under SOSMA, is there a higher threshold to be proven suspicious before someone is arrested under SOSMA?
Because the thing is, the question is that, no, because the police investigate people who are suspected. This is a very low threshold, no? So basically on a police report and the investigation, they say this is a SOSMA case, they will most probably arrest. In fact, in most cases that they are worried that the suspect might run away, they might arrest and actually do the investigation for a while. But they can only keep them in detention for the purpose of investigation. That means questioning them, maybe do a kawat cham or the, you know, identity parade or something of that sort. Not to keep them actually sitting and eating and in the lockups, doing nothing, you know, with this.
In the couple of minutes that we have left, can I ask you, what would you like the public to know and understand about this law, about the perceived need for SOSMA?
Okay. SOSMA actually, personally kind of thinks is that everyone should be treated fair, because if not, means we should actually abuse of powers by government officials, corruption, money laundering and everything, you know. You're not actually reducing standards, the same standards as Evidence Act and Criminal Procedure Code. So why in terms of SOSMA? SOSMA has to go, because the thing is, not only SOSMA, the other detention without trial laws must go, because a lot of people didn't realize that after the ISA and POPO was repealed, what the government did was introduce one new detention without trial, which was POTA, Prevention of Terrorism Act. And the second thing that they did, this was introduced in 2014. ISA was repealed in 2012. And in 2015, they bring in amendments to POCA, Prevention of Crime Act. They have transformed POCA to widen the scope and also bring in detention without trial specifically. If you look at amendments, that's what happened. So at the end of the day, even though ISA is all gone, now we have a regime where the scope that they can use detention without trial laws is so wide. any two people committing an offense, even murder or whatever, they can use POCA and bring them in. It's not just restricted to people who are part of terrorist organizations or part of criminal gangs or whatever. So that is what happened. So the thing is, the attention has been distinct, but the attention, yes, repeals OSMA, but more importantly, actually repeal detention without trial laws.
Charles, thank you for highlighting the importance of the need for legal reform in this area. Appreciate your time. Charles Hector, coordinator for the Malaysians Against Death Penalty and Torture. Wrapping up this episode of Consider This, I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night.